So as a kid, I, you know, fell in love with Jesus. And, you know, that's about the best way I can say it. I longed for a relationship with God. And in my little town that I grew up in my home church, a Baptist church, I talked to my preacher about that. And on the right Sunday, the good Sunday, I stepped into the water of baptism. Now, in our church, we had a bathtub, you know, built into the wall in the back of the sanctuary. And so you open up these kind of double doors, and there was the bathtub and this kind of raised sort of plexiglass that you could actually kind of see what was going on into that space, kind of a big space. And I stepped right into those waters. And with me there was my pastor and my dad. And it's just a beautiful kind of moment. And I'm so glad that I had that experience. Now, later on, I became a Methodist. And so the question in my mind was, do I need to get baptized again? And when I asked, the answer was no. So another one of those kind of, well, why don't we do it that way? That is the kind of stuff that we are doing this Sunday. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope you're doing great. Now, this Sunday, we will continue our three-week series, Why Do We Do It That Way? Last week, we talked about Holy Communion, and this week, we will turn to the sacrament of baptism. And as United Methodists, we believe that baptism is one of the two sacraments, those sacred moments that Christ says, I want you to all do this, and commanded us, you know, do this. Now, it's more than a ritual. It's not just symbolic. It's like, oh, we're supposed to do this just for the symbol's sake, but it actually is a way in which God is interacting with us. It's a means of grace, a sign of forgiveness for sure, forgiveness of sins, forgiveness of brokenness, new life, regeneration, and incorporation into the body of Christ, the universal church, and to the family. Now, whether it happens in infancy, our childhood, or adulthood, baptism is always God's gift, and it's a claiming us before we can even fully respond or fully understand what is going on. Now, this Sunday will be especially meaningful because as part of our worship service, we'll celebrate a baptism of a young person inside of our congregation. And it's going to be beautiful, and I'm really excited. Always, it's a joy to do that work. Now, it is a joy to witness God's grace at work in a person's life and also to renew our own baptismal vows as a community of faith, as individuals. So this Sunday, our scripture that we will be working with in the sermon for sure will be this story of Jesus's baptism. It comes from Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 22, reading from the Common English Bible. And I'd like to read that for you now so that you can be thinking about it. So when everyone was being baptized, Jesus also was baptized. While he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit came down on him in bodily form like a dove. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." Now, isn't that great? It's like, you know, this is like, you're my boy, and in you I find happiness. Even Jesus, who was without sin, entered into the waters of baptism. And in that moment, God's voice, God's own voice, declared love and delight over him. In baptism, we too are named and claimed by God as beloved children. Now, United Methodists teach that baptism is once and for all. So it doesn't need to be repeated. God gets it right the first time, because God's covenant of grace never fails. Yet, each baptism also reminds us of our own. So we may not redo it, but we certainly are kind of remembering and re-engaging it as much as, you know, we can every day, really. In our own way, renewing our belongingness to God, that we are forgiven and made new, that we are part of God's universal church. So as you prepare for this Sunday, I want to invite you to reflect on your own baptism, whether you remember that moment yourself, or you've heard about it or seen pictures about it, or you know, someone showed you a candle from when that happened, or you're, you know, later on in life kind of growing into the meaning of it. In fact, you might still be, in a lot of ways, growing into the meaning of what that baptism is. So try to remember that in your baptism, God says to you, hey, you're my kid, you're my child, whom I dearly love, and in you I find happiness. So that's what we're doing this Sunday, and I'm really excited about it. Join us at 10 o'clock live and in person in our sanctuary or online, Facebook and YouTube, and we will jump into the water together. Well, God bless you. Take care of yourself, and I will look forward to seeing you on Sunday.